This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Why is that like that? Let's get rid of that. There we go. We had a dusting here of snow Friday night, and I can tell by looking at the chat room that some of you were displeased with the fact that I couldn't do a show. Maybe we could be a little more polite about that in the future. Have you noticed that if you fail to do or think or vote exactly the way the leftists and their Frito-Con minions demand, that you become a racist, sexist, homophobic, child-molesting, greedy NRA terrorist determined to murder kids? You may have noticed that. And you may have also realized that if you do everything that the leftists and their never-Trump minions demand, that you're still a racist, sexist, homophobic, child-molesting, greedy NRA terrorist determined to murder kids. If you understand that, well, then you're on your way to being conservative awake. When you are conservative awake, when you're woke up, you're ready to deploy the most powerful non-bullet-firing weapon in your liberty-loving arsenal. Your devastating capability to not give a damn what the leftists and their conservative ink crew shilling Benedict Arnold buddies say. And when you don't care anymore, they got nothing. And what are these whiny weasels going to do any of that? Wait, not like you. Think bad things about you? Taunt you a second time as if you are in a Monty Python movie? Look and learn and accept the harsh truth. They hate you. They hate you, and for a change of pace, they hate you. No matter how you try to please them, regardless of whether or not you comply with their every command, that will ever change. They hate you. You should govern yourself accordingly. If you doubt me, then you're not yet fully conservative. Woke. Try spending about 5 minutes on social media listening to them. And they'll tell you themselves what they want. They want you enslaved or dead. Never anything in the middle. The nice ones are willing to let you die off on your own, but there are plenty of them who want to speed up the process. And lucky for us, this, impotent collection of shiftless millennial fops and femboys and the groping weirdos that makes up the left can't tell you which end of a gun goes bang, though their ineptitude is kind of irrelevant since we normals have all the guns anyway, and all they have are words. And they still think we're still back in the day when some leftists accusing us of one of their thought crimes was enough to send us scampering. Oh, no, they called us racist. Better do what they say to prove we're not. Or, oh, no, they called us sexist. Better do what they say to prove we're not. Or, oh, no, they called us greedy. Better do what they, you know. Oh, no. Wait a minute. We keep doing what they say to prove we're not what they say we are, and they just keep on hating us anyway. So it's all a lie. It's a scam calculated to play on our morality and good nature, a grift designed to keep us trying to kick the Lucy football that the leftists love. You need to understand, they're not going to let you kick it. After decades of chasing after their approval of giving a rat's Schumer about what the New York Times and the Washington Post think of letting those bums squat on our heads rent-free, the real conservatives are now woke. So, hey, leftists, And also, you sanctimonious never Trump dorks, here's our counter offer. How about you go pound sand and we do whatever the hell we want to do? How about that? And this counter offer is not negotiable. And they make it so easy for us because every single they say about us is a lie. Every single thing. The leftist elite and their toadies screech, if you don't give us a critical Senate seat while we tread water on dealing with dem icons like Al get around to resigning someday, wink, wink, Franken, and Bob, Brotherhood of the Traveling Pervs, Menendez, you totally support pedophiles. Except we don't support pedophiles. When's the last time we gave one a primetime standing ovation? We just don't think shaky claims about 40 years ago that include admitted fraud being pushed by our enemies morally mandates our ritual senatorial suicide. The leftist elite and their toady screech, you're racist because you don't want to give away American citizenship to anyone who can manage to avoid being caught waiting across the Rio Grande. Except we actually do love immigrants who respect our laws and come here legally and want to be American. We just don't want to keep paying in money and in blood for uninvited freeloaders who want to turn our country into the same kind of third world dump they crawled out of. The leftist elite and their little toadies screech, because you NRA people won't disarm, you have the blood of children on your hands. Every time some militant atheist, BLM jerk, or angry Obama fan goes on a killing spree in a gun-free zone. Except we don't have blood on our hands. We're the ones who carry guns to protect people or send off family members to do so. Not a lot of cops or infantrymen come out of the Beverly Hills in Georgetown. We just don't think that we are morally obligated to make it easier for criminals to murder us in order to please a bunch of snotty leftists who don't like us having a last-ditch veto over their goal of turning us into Venezuela. So, wokeness to the elite lies is now central to who conservatives are. And the true conservatives are furious that we stop caring about them. They hate that the primary principle of conservatism is no longer losing like a well-behaved little wuss. That was their only real talent, and if we don't intend to lose anymore, we don't need that crew of smarmy losers anymore. The 2016 primary was a battle between the Jeb-loving, oh no's, we need to get the approval of people who hate us, click, and the, oh, I got your approval right here contingent that elected Donald Trump. The whole thing trying to please the people who always hate us thing, that's not a conservative thing anymore, except for a few suck-ups like Ben Sass and the other tiresome members of Team Sanctimony. They fuss that we're better than that, and now we just laugh, and yeah, I think we'll stop trying to please you and do what's in our interest instead, and why the sad face? You mad, brah? But here's the bottom line. We don't care what you say anymore. Donald J. Trump is the avatar of our not caring. He knows you elitist goofs better than we are ever going to get a chance to. And no one has less respect for them. He was in there among them for decades as they sucked up to him and his dough. And he dealt with, exploited, and now endlessly owns the pompous, arrogant, and impotent press. He knows exactly who these would-be arbiters of morality and decency are, and that Donald is not impressed. And these are the same people who constructed out of whole cloth the narrative that we are somehow morally obligated to give up a red state Senate seat because Gloria Allred dragged out some sad-faced woman with a story and a yearbook. Except the yearbook was tampered with, just like the Roy Moore truthers said. No, our glorious press didn't uncover that lie, but then the press didn't want to. And what about the Washington Post and their alleged scrupulous reporting? Turns out it's likely that this whole thing is a Jeb boy hit job. No shock. The corrupt establishment has been working with the corrupt press to claw back the power that we relieved them since we got rid of pantsuit. The Frito Cons and the leftists want respect, but they deserve only contempt. And we are the ones delivering that to them. So don't ever stop tweeting, Mr. President. It's time for the normal people of America to instruct the elitist jerks. We really, truly don't care what you say or think anymore. And that's a truth. Oh, gosh, that's a truth. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AGC Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. AGC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An AGC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. AGC Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. You know, one of the problems that the Freedocons and the leftists all have is they would like for a lot of us to go away. You and I, we're the type of American they want to go away. We're the cops, we're the soldiers, we're the preppers, the country people, the rural people, the prepared people, sort of guys who know how to shoot and know how to take care of themselves and would watch your back in a fight if it came to that. And I, you know, I don't much like the government myself. I do like small town government better than government in D.C. Someone has to be in charge, better the sort of guy that you can run into in the grocery store who will give you an answer when you want to know why the potholes in your street haven't been fixed. D.C. is different. The Democrats there, I know they hate me because I'm straight, I'm Caucasian, Christian, I own guns. People that run the Republican Party today would only care what I think if I had hundreds of thousands of dollars to give them. Or votes, of course. That's why if I can make more trouble for either group, I am absolutely game. There are always people in D.C. who think they have a better idea of what to do with my life and my money than I do. Same with you. I don't need any help from the government, and I'm not okay with the government using my money to help people who should be helping themselves. If I want to give to charity, you know, I can tie the church, buy Christmas gifts for a poor family, I'd do it. We may have to all pool our money to pay for street signs, the police, and the military, but I don't see any reason that my money should go to people on welfare for years, or the families of anchor babies, or scammers doing CrossFit right before the government hands them their disability check for their intolerable pain. Go work for a living, like the rest of us. I believe there's only two genders, and I don't believe they should share the restroom. And like all good people, I was raised to be a gentleman. Well, all good males, anyway. I'm not okay with bosses who demand that women sleep with them to keep a job, or that Hollywood weirdos who ask actresses to watch them in the shower. But that doesn't mean every woman is telling the truth. Go listen to Clinton, Hillary Clinton, for a while and tell me what we can, you know, that we can always trust women to tell the truth. I still say yes, sir, or no, ma'am. And I do that whether I'm talking to a CEO or an 18-year-old kid making a sandwich at the Subway. It's too bad that we live in a society where basic respect for other human beings has been tossed into the garbage. Live in a world today where NFL players disrespect the flag of the country that made them rich. And they're younger than my children. Pampered Hollywood stars lecture you and me about guns while they're protected by armed security. Leftists in the mainstream media lie to our faces on a daily basis and think we're stupid enough to believe that they don't have a bias. Politicians who work for us tell us that we're what's going wrong with America. We live in a society where the normal people who make America work put up with disrespect on a daily basis, while we're told that common sense is triggering for college students going to a $40,000 a year school. If those of us who work for a living have to listen to Lena Dunham or Barack Obama and Colin Kaepernick bloviate on, then Berkeley can endure conservatives speaking on campus once in a while. I like regular people. I like people that go to a church. I like people that are members of the NRA. I like the sort of parent who won't tolerate their kid acting like a brat in public, and the sort of person who flies a flag on their porch, maybe works two jobs or owns their own business, or who just takes responsibility for themselves and their family. I don't much care for people who are lazy or dependent on the government or who want others to do what they should be doing for themselves. But we live in a country where the government takes the first group for granted and uses it like a piggy bank for the second group. And this in and of itself is not good at all. Not good. But it might be tolerable if our government at least did the basics well. The basics. The fundamentals of what it means for them constitutionally. So the question becomes, are our borders secure? Are we balancing the budget? Are politicians being responsible with our money? Do we have great public schools? How good of a job are they doing with health care? How are they protecting Social Security and Medicare for the future generations? Are we taking care of our soldiers at the VA? Is the government staying out of our business? You know the answers to those questions already without me even being... I don't have to tell you what they are. We live in a country run by politicians and bureaucrats who can't do anything, right? And they think the solution to that problem is to give them even more power over our lives. And do you feel the same way? I mean, do you feel this way, the way I do? That you're one of the Americans that the elites in D.C. want to go away? That they can't wait for us to die? To die out and to be gone? Looking, you know, they look at the Now, looking at the next generation, with great anticipation, of course, most of them that are in power right now today will be dead before I will. That makes me wonder about all of that. So, anyway. But, I mean, does anybody out there feel the way I do? And I, when I'm talking about the government, I'm not talking about your congressman or your state or whatever. I'm talking about the nebulous entity that is the federals, the feds. How do you think they feel about you? How do you think they feel about me? Wanting to own guns, wanting to make my own mind up, wanting to vote the way I want to vote, wanting to say what I want to say, believing. You know, one of the things I've been seeing a lot of stuff about Yeager. Yeager got banned from YouTube last week. And I keep hearing, well, you know, Google is a private business. And that's true. Google is a private business. However, the other part of that is that Google makes money off of their creators. Google doesn't create. Google is a portal. And they've made plenty of money off James Yeager. And they have let some automatic algorithm that isn't even a human make this call, or better yet, maybe some human has made this call. But whatever's going on, while I fully understand, well, yeah, Google's a private company and all this other stuff, they're making money. They're making money off of this content. So it's a two-way street. It's a symbiotic relationship. And when one stops being symbiotic, then they become parasitic. And I've seen some of the comparisons made with certain things on Yeager's website. Yeager's website pays nobody to come there. They don't have AdSense at Yeager's website. So keep everything in a context, if you will. Google, the government, they're almost synonymous to me in a lot of ways. Silicon Valley is trying to redesign your mind as we speak. Yep. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Lock and Load. David Frum is a former speechwriter for George W., and he appeared on CNN's Reliable Sources with Brian Stetler, which Brian Stetler reminds me of Costanza's, the guy that was in Seinfeld, the crazy guy. It was always losing his mind. And I can't remember his name to save my life. Can't remember it at all. The current Atlantic senior editor started off his monologue by making the following claim as he was discussing media with Brian Stelter. The mistakes are precisely the reason people should trust the media. Astronomers make mistakes all the time because science is a process of discovery of truth. Astrologers never make mistakes, or at least they never own up to them, because they are offering, what they're offering is a closed system of ideology and propaganda. On the surface, that sounds correct. You know, astronomers and scientists follow the scientific method in order to discover the truth. But as a reminder, that simple six-step process is as follows. Number one, make an observation. Number two, ask a question. Number three, form a hypothesis or testable explanation. Number four, make a prediction based on the hypothesis. Number five, test prediction. Six, iterate. Use the results of to make a new hypothesis or a prediction. Scientists largely do not report their findings to the public as they are in the process of discovering truth, only once their experimentation is completed and is peer-reviewed. If the media actually did this before they released their reporting, more likely than not, less mistakes would be published. Yet Frum excuses the media's rush to produce false statements without fully testing their hypothesis because he says they're only working off partial pieces of truth. He states, faced with wrongdoing circled by lies, the process of piercing the lies to uncover the truth about wrongdoing is inherently not only difficult but adversarial because the people that are trying to find the truth are operating against bad faith actors engaged in concealment. they get partial pieces of the truth. So in the process, there are going to be overshoots and undershoots. That Bloomberg Reuters story about Deutsche Bank. Donald Trump holds most of his debt through Trump-related entities, so we don't know what Deutsche Bank was subpoenaed to release. But it is not exactly wrong to say that when you get a Trump-related entity, you get something other than Trump, but nonetheless error or emphasis. But it's the process of bringing the truth to light. That completely contradicts his first comparison, saying that like astronomers, the public should trust the media because they make mistakes. It is good for the public when scientists admit their failures, just as when the media corrects a story. But the admission of error is not the only reason for public trust. Scientists are reliable because they have a system in place that gives confidence that they will not make a similar mistake in the future. And if the mistake happens, they have a forensic way to retrace their steps and see where the error occurred. And, you know, it becomes unclear what system is in place aside from the public putting pressure on news organizations that exist in the media to hold journalists accountable for fake news and to prevent future mistakes. Frum continued by saying that Trump and his supporters simply tell too many lies for the media to keep up with. Kramer, thank you very much. No, not Kramer, not Kramer. Wasn't Kramer the tall guy? I'm talking about the balding guy. George Costanza. There was Seinfeld, there's Julia Louis-Dreyfus, there was Kramer, and who was the other guy? So I try and answer, help me out with that. Frum says, meanwhile, from the president and his supporters, you hear a system of lies. So we're not well placed to complain because the mistakes occur in the process of exposing the lies. They're the liars that are complaining about the mistakes that are investigating them. Now, by this point, Brian Stelter was clearly confused because of the way this was sort of taking on a life of its own. So he asked Mr. Frum for some clarification. You're saying that journalists are held to high standard appropriately, but the president and his allies are having a low standard? But Frum needed to explain himself on this one. No, I'm saying something a little different. Look, journalism is a process. The way you discover the truth as a consumer of news is not by reading any one story and thinking, aha, here's the truth. You have to be engaged and be an active consumer. Because this is unlike law enforcement, which investigates and produces conclusions at the end. Journalists show their work as they go. They approximate the truth. They reach it. And in this case, they reach it not because the truth is inherently difficult, but because they're confronting bad faith actors engaged actively in concealment designed to deprive from the public of important knowledge. In his attempt to defend work of his colleagues, he discredits their work by saying the media reports it as they go along. It actually would be better if the media worked as law enforcement did, gathering all the facts, interviewing the witnesses, and looking at evidence before presenting their conclusion under any sort of strict scrutiny before they even stick it out there. Frum's bizarre explanation as to why the American public should still trust the mainstream media, half-baked, at best. According to Frum, the impetus for determining the truth falls largely on the consumer of news. And as a consumer of news, they should read multiple sources rather than depend on one source for their information. That's true, but all purveyors of the news should hear all sides regarding an issue to ensure that they have a full version of the story, and they should then make up their own opinion based on fact. But the audience also has a very reasonable expectation that news organizations use a strict method with standards before they publish their findings. Well, they should, but they don't. They should, but they don't. That's the part that's bad. That's the part where we look at things and we say, well, let's be straight up about this. All news today, what I'm doing right here today is agenda driven. Now, my agenda is to attempt to be straight up with you. And I like to think that if the data ever changes and we suddenly find out that the guns have voices and we're talking to us and they're taking control of our mind, then I would say so out loud. But it could be posited in front of you, if you want to stick it out there, that I am so much a believer in the concept of freedom and the concept of why we have guns and such that I look at these things and I say, there's just no way that could ever be. There's just no way. So then it becomes, especially for me, I ask myself, am I always going to be impartial? Because to a very large degree today, I am impartial. I do not have a dog in the fight politically beyond the fact that I just think you and I should be free to live our lives as we want to. And if the government tries to come down on us too hard, we may have to get in there and get in a little shooting war with them to enforce our will, which is what they're based upon anyway. I mean, they're supposed to swear allegiance to the same document that I swore allegiance to, except the difference between me and them is that I meant it when I took that oath, and apparently they don't. But when it comes down to too many things, it's just going to be about, hey, I know my agenda, and I know the media's agenda. I just don't agree with the media's agenda. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Lock and load. Right now, California is burning. Big portions of it, anyway. And California with a K governor, Jerry Moonbeam Brown, said the wildfires ravaging the greater LA area are part of a new normal that residents can expect due to man-made global warming. I'll give you my thought on that in just a second. He said this is kind of the new normal. He said that while touring Ventura County neighborhoods wrecked by the Thomas Fire, that is already one of the largest in state history. He said with climate change, some scientists are saying that Southern California is literally burning up. But we have to have the resources to combat the fires, and we also have to invest in managing the vegetation and forests in a place that's getting hotter. Now, his statements, though ominous, aren't in line with the scientific consensus. The latest National Climate Assessment Report put a low to medium confidence on claims global warming was making wildfires worse across the western U.S. But here's my thought on this. If Brown is out there saying to the people that live in L.A. County and Ventura County that this is the new normal, is this a sign for the people of L.A. County and Ventura County to sell their overpriced homes and get out of the state? See, I fail to see. Climate change would not be that isolated. If climate change was that isolated, then big swaths of, I live in South Carolina. And South Carolina is not exactly the snow capital of the world. And yet last week, for 2 days, we had snow in December. Normally, we don't have snow till maybe late January, February. But in December, we had snow. We've had a white Christmas at least once since I have lived here, since I got out of the military, where in Europe, we had a white Christmas every year. So, weather is moving and it is shifting. So if you want to say that it is changing, well, it's changing location. But it's always changed location. It's always going to change location. Wildfires could increase in severity in the coming decades, but parsing out the driving factors behind fire trends is complicated, since a lot of that depends on land management policies and year-to-year variations in temperature and rainfall. California just went through a soaking. And because most of their money has been invested in high-speed rail instead of in, you know, maintenance of reservoirs and spillways, a lot of that just spilled into the old Pacific Ocean. Despite all of this, Environmental activists and news outlets have eagerly linked the wildfires to man-made warming. Recently, Rolling Stone published a lengthy piece titled California's Climate Emergency, referring to the fires. Several fires are ripping across the Southland, engulfing thousands of acres and forcing residents to flee. One death has been blamed on the Thomas Fire in Ventura County, and hundreds of structures have been damaged or destroyed. Thomas Fire had only been 15% contained, burning 155,000 acres, according to state officials, as of this past Saturday. Officials ordered evacuations for parts of Santa Barbara County on Sunday morning. On the other hand, the Rye Fire west of Valencia is about 90% contained, according to CAL FIRE, and the Creek Fire north of the city of Los Angeles is 90% contained. Both fires combined now cover more than 21,000 acres. The Lilac Fire near San Diego is 60% contained. That fire is now 4,100 acres, and crews are working to keep it from spreading. Despite the progress, fire conditions are expected to continue. The warm, dry Santa Ana winds will continue to blow on Sunday. Gusts could reach 55 miles per hour, and that allows fires to spread quickly among the dried-out vegetation. And the National Weather Service reported two new record temperatures set in the Long Beach Airport and the L.A. International Airport on Saturday, with temperatures at or above 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Which I thought that was the going rate. I've never, you know, California's not my cup of tea, so I don't go, I don't know. Here's the other thing that nobody seems to be talking about, and it makes me wonder about how much we're actually preparing for this. They keep talking about the caldera, or the caldera at Yellowstone, and how that's filling up, and how it's beginning, you know, 2012 is beginning to look less and less like a science fiction movie, and more like a preview. If you look at the map, if you look at the map of what happens to the United States in the event of the Yellowstone volcano erupting, a lot of this man-made climate change stuff, whether it's real or not, would cease to even be a matter to consider. It would cease to be a thing. Recently, I've been looking at a lot of the Mount St. Helens stuff, and Mount St. Helens was a changing event, a climate changing event, cooled the Earth for a little bit. Yellowstone is a super volcano, and that would be. I don't know what we lose with Yellowstone. I've seen various maps. The eruption part of it is what would worry me first, because apparently that volcano is gigantic, and if it goes up, well, it's going to make people like me who live where I live. We're going to seem like preppers. And a lot of you listening right now might have to come to where I'm at, which would be fine. I mean, there's plenty of room. I've read somewhere that everybody that lives on the face of the earth could fit into a state the size of Texas. I don't know how much room we'd have, but, you know, you get my gist. We would find a way. But I wonder about these guys who preach that climate change has become a religion. And this is something where they ask the Department of Defense and the CIA and all these other things about, is this the biggest threat to our security? Climate change is not a threat to anybody's security, because that, in order for that to be a threat, that would indicate that we could take some sort of a countermeasure at this point and stop it. And that simply is not true. If we had done what they say we've done, if we were the cause of what they say we have caused, then it's going to take a while for that to recycle itself, because the environment will recycle itself in time. That's what makes it so tough and resilient. This clown in California out there claiming that it's all about climate change, though, is completely it's a distraction from a couple of things. He wants high-speed rail. And where it's going to go, I don't know. High-speed rail in a country like China, where cars are not ubiquitous, where we don't have the kind of highway system that we have here, even though the California highway system is full of potholes, those kind of things have a purpose because mass transit actually means something overseas. Lots of people ride buses and trains, and the infrastructure is there, like it is in New York, like it is anywhere where they have subways and elevated trains. That's not all over the place, though. Most of those things are municipally centered to get around, and they have that to try to keep from having too much traffic congestion inside the city. This country, California is pretty big for a state, but it's their high-speed rail apparently goes nowhere that nobody wants to go. It's going to be a thing between point A to point B, and that's as far as it goes. And I don't even know if it's going to have stops in the middle. Oh, well. Oh, well. When we get back, we're going to talk about my latest project, the latest gun that's going to go into the ISIS welcome wagon bag. This is Lock and Load.
You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.